So here I am again at the Bathrop Spears Broadsides mini mic, talking to you from, my point in time is May 22nd, 2025, when the show is being made, or I should say a little bit of it is being made. We're going to be playing a flashback to May 14th, 2016, 9 years ago. And what's it got? Well, it was a time when the Santa Cruz City Council was trying to remove or heavily restrict vendors and activists and tablers, or this at least was my interpretation, on the street, not to mention panhandlers and sitters. And so they were changing the rules. They had put up little dots indicating their very limited areas, dots in the shape of a square or a rectangle, and then they were replaced by brackets, little brackets kind of written into the sidewalk. And all that eventually went by the by 2 years later when the state, I think it was about 2 years, when the state passed a law essentially freeing vendors from control by the states based upon what it was you were selling. They had to restrict vendors in a sort of broad, even way that didn't discriminate on the basis of some vendors can do this, some vendors can do that, and so forth. So this was a matter of some concern to poor people and street vendors and musicians and performers and homeless activists like myself who wanted the public sidewalks more public and less privatized or less commercialized, not allowing the businesses to have the final say in what goes on, because they don't. The sidewalks belong to all of us, or at least if they do, it's because of an illegal seizure of power. So anyway, you're going to hear a discussion of that. The downtown ordinances, that was one of them. One of them was the famous move-along law. You have to move every hour, which was a corrupted version, thanks to the former council member Ed Porter. One of his bad decisions on his term on the council, where he kind of took the street performers' guidelines, which suggested street performers would have a voluntary compact with each other, that if somebody came and said, whether it was a merchant or another performer, they wanted to use the space that the performer would pay some attention and within the hour kind of take off. It was not a mandatory. There were no criminal penalties, but it was sort of an agreement that you kind of were encouraged to follow, and kind of a good neighbor policy. And it worked very well. It was cooked up in 1980 by Traveling Tom Noddy, as I called him then, or I called him later, actually, who later became and still is a resident in Santa Cruz. He became famous for his, became the bubble man. Became famous going all over Europe, maybe all over the world, for all I know, blowing fancy bubbles in bubbles and so forth. What Porter did was he turned this into a cops can come and tell you you can only be here for an hour, and even if they don't tell you, you have to regulate yourself and leave every hour, even if nobody wants the space you're in. And that became the basis for giving people tickets for hundreds of dollars, and you'll get to hear, I think, one of those tickets being discussed on this flashback. The city council was considering new ordinances. Deputy Chief Martinez at that time, I didn't think he became police chief, didn't he? In any case, at that time, whoever the police chief, I believe, was Kevin Vogel. But this was Deputy Chief Martinez, and Vogel had just given up and passed on to his successor, Andy Mills, and that, in any case, it's testimony before the city council. You get to hear me playing some of Micah Posner, who was on the council at that time, trying to do what I regarded as a weak, half-kneed or half-assed, weak-kneed proposal to kind of let vendors have a little more space and so forth, and made a plea for arts and the right kind of vendors and so forth. There's a lot of stuff, by the way, that I got off of YouTube at that time, or so I say, regarding the origins of the songs of the musician and political singer Phil Oakes, who I played a lot of, I have played a lot of throughout the show times that I've put up. And I found that very interesting myself. I hope you find some of it interesting. Carl Brune talks about the exclusion from the library of sculptors' artworks because they were plastic nudes. She lives in the tannery, Coral does, and did then as well, and she was talking about people who were artists who lived there. The tannery was supposed to be an artist's sanctuary, and they made stuff for the library, which they put up, and then it was taken down because of complaints by, I don't know, wouldn't have been good for the children, if you know what I mean, to see naked people, my goodness. Ben from Portland, who came down to show his I don't know if it was his paintings or his wares. And James, I think he was a metal crafter, I'm thinking of the right James, talk about the ordinances that were being proposed. And finally you have a long interview with Nicholas, who is of the 4C committee, which was the Cannabis Cultivation County Committee. I don't know. There were 4Cs involved. It was a supervisor's body, which was kind of set up to ratify their attempt to restrict medical marijuana. It was actually recreational marijuana, all kinds of marijuana cultivation. And that was all back in May 14th, 2016. And you get to hear it. And here it is.